Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, welcome to our final of 2 hours on our show here at Circles of Change. This is Dr. Zara Larson. It's also our 400th show and our swan song with Journal Broadcasting here, 104.1. I couldn't be more grateful for having had the chance to play here every Saturday. Have no fear, though. We're staying live. To be able to do that, though, we're going to communicate via the Internet, so you can watch our podcasts evolve by going to thelarsongroup.com. That's Larson with an E. Or the best approach, actually, is to opt in to our mobile following. We have over 6,500 people around the United States that are part of that team. Simply open up your cell phone text message bank and type in the message DRZARA. So you put that in the message and send that to 313131, and then our content will come to you every weekend. You know, I couldn't generate all this content, though, if it weren't for a whole cast of individuals, yes, indeed, a cast of characters, and I thought it appropriate to do this second to the last segment and dedicate it to all those people that really have made that happen, and that would be, of course, our broadcast partners, many of whom you hear regularly on our show with us, and we put a library of their podcasts up, separate sections on thelarsongroup.com, but also our advertisers who literally, yes, indeed, write the check to us, and then a team that actually supports the generation of this content, keeping the lights, the action, the boards moving, and many times the pre-records in advance when I have to travel. I'd like to start first by recognizing the sponsors, those who have advertised on our show. First group are our circle of public service individuals and organizations, Equine Voices Sanctuary. Love this nonprofit that is dedicated to rescuing horses that were victimized by the Premarin industry, and Karen Pomeroy and her team that do wonderful things there. Casa de los Niños, a nonprofit here in Tucson that is really home for children. A lot of wonderful outreach for families, as well as resale shop to support their efforts. Right Flight, they were one of my very first sponsors when I started back in 2008 on The Other Station. And that's an organization that provides an motivational experience for our youth in high school, that they could study all about aviation and improve their grades. That's the challenge. And if they make their mark of improving their grades, they get to go in a private flight experience. It's a wonderful organization that actually operates all around the United States and was founded here in Tucson. Last week, of course, we heard from Father Steve Keplinger from Grace St. Paul's Episcopal Church that my family attends. He's one of the most incredible and entertaining orators I've ever enjoyed. So how do you like that? You enjoy the sermon at your services. And Grace St. Paul's, again, is service on Sunday from 8 to 10. Steve's messages last week particularly swept me off my feet because they really focused, and we did air his sermon, by the way. You can find it out on the Larson Group, about the power of sowing seeds. And that the good farmer actually kind of graciously scatters that seed, knowing full well that not all of them will come up, but a certain set of them will, and potentially bring fold a hundredfold the benefit of it. Of course, that really is core to what we've continued to do here on our informative talk show and conversation station. So that's our circle of public service. I call our circle, that's a silver circle, those who also supported our show, Jan and Candy from Long Realty, Jan Hostreiter and Candy Walsh. In fact, they're waiting in the wings right now as my husband and I are having our home painted. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, this whole idea of moving amidst the moving nest as we're putting pieces together for us to deal with that daunting challenge of downsizing. And Jan and Candy are wonderful connections. They, of course, were right there to receive us when my family relocated, would you believe it, it was 10 years ago this weekend, and moved into our home on the hottest day of the year here in Northeast Tucson. So I really appreciated Jan and Candy then being some of the initial funders for us launching this radio endeavor. Gene and Pete Snell from Fleet Feet Sports of Tucson. I'm ever the runner, the exerciser, as well as my husband, and these are real experts to keep us moving. So Fleet Feet Sports, they now have two stores in Tucson. Dr. James Paroli was our dentist at the time. There's that healthy, that getting an A to, you get an A by focusing on the F's when you're in transition. If you recall, I say that on the show a lot. The F's being your faith, your friends, your family, your fitness and your wellness, your finances, and you're focused on others. Aristocare Home Health Care sponsored us early on, and that's an organization that provides in-home care here in the greater Tucson region and beyond. Wonderful organization to do that, to help all stages of life in particular. Bravo Boutique in their products, and a very innovative story about the founder who got her idea by watching an Oprah Winfrey show. And I love those kind of entrepreneurial stories. Intuitive Science with Dana. And she's an intuit that really can help you think beyond maybe this realm. Might sound a little woo-woo to some, but it's worked several times. I've enjoyed it. J. Gilbert Footwear. The connection here is that my husband bought me a pair of really wicked cowboy boots right when we moved here. Of course, being from East Coast, I usually meant boots are either brown or black. And these are chocolate brown with wild turquoise in them. And the first time I wore those boots was on a flight that took me through Dallas, and I had five strangers stop me, including a tall, strapping Texan who wanted to know, "What ranch are you from, honey?" And, of course, I made no mention of that because I would instantly blow my cover that I'm not from the Southwest. But those cowboy boots continue to be the most comfortable things I put on my feet. They've already been resold three times, I might add. And our final Silver Circle sponsor was Cafeo Coffee, and they distribute nationwide special water-contained coffee systems, as well as all the disposables that go with it. I have to admit, behind the scenes, this is my cousin's organization. He and my uncle are quite the inventors of having done some of the most amazing things with the original company called Aqua Brew. In our Gold Circle, for the years that they advertised with us, I mentioned first the Lodge at Ventana Canyon, the golf and tennis club. It's no longer, I think, a best-kept secret at Tucson. It's a marvelous place up in northeast Tucson. They sponsored us, a great place to have your guests come and stay. They have 50 special suites as well as all the amenities for those even who are not members of the country club. You can take advantage of that. Of course, it's a great place to host a meeting or an offsite for those of you who are leaders in organization. My friends at the National Bank of Arizona, I've had the pleasure of being on one of their boards to sponsor and mentor women, both internal and external to the bank. Of course, quite an organization affiliated with Zions Bank here locally in Tucson, a great place, very connected with the community and their work. There's no better place for a quick lunch and to have watched them expand over the years than Shelby and Randy Collier from Beyond Bread. Indeed, they were a sponsor of our show for several years. Great meals to get in and out, like I said, quickly. Breads to beat the band. Artisan Breads, I love their story. They've been on the show twice, of being in Milwaukee, learning the artisan bread business, but realizing, you know, there's too much snow here. And lo and behold, they launched, came here, and really involved in our community. By the way, continuing to hold back that tendency or the request to franchise their business because they're so dedicated to the kind of quality and talent and keeping local when they can here locally. Dark Star Leather, our friend Toyo, that's located at Plaza Palomino. There isn't a time we haven't pointed out-of-town visitors to get an authentic, specially designed leather item, whether that be coats and vests to wallets and belts. They're, in fact, real crowd pleasers in the belt category for Dark Star Leather. And at one time, they also hosted the products from Hat Creek Tea, which is one of my husband's companies that's involved in making high-end Damascus steel knives. Had a lot of fun over several years of running all the ads for our radio show, as well as supporting the activities from Natural Awakenings magazine with Holly Baker and how she's kept that entrepreneurial venture going to the next step. I think she came to Tucson a few years after we did, but launched her magazine about the same time we launched the radio show. So it was fun to have that cross-partnership of members of her community coming on the show and the vice versa. One of my most favorite places to eat, but meaning snatch up their goodies and take them home, was from Vicky and Chris at Mama Llama's Gourmet Empanadas. In fact, I'd say that commercial probably got the biggest points for making people smile. Chris and Vicky, of course, at this time have moved on to another venture. But in that regard, they started that business right out of their homes, kind of on a whim to do fun catering. And it was a local school event where they had one tray of empanadas that everyone grabbed and snatched up and asked for more, and therein lies the opportunity for them to have almost a 15-year run in Mama Llama's Gourmet Empanadas. Serendipity Metal is another sponsor of ours from Dale Leeson, a good friend of ours. He's partnered considerably with my husband Ted, and also with Night Horses Publishing. If you need anything designed and created in decorative metal, that Dale can do that. In fact, he has the laser cut machine right in his own facility there. Took a risk to invest to do that on his own, in addition to the other career-related things that he does. Again, that spirit of entrepreneurship is right there in amongst my wishes for Circles of Change, to encourage us all to not just think or, but to think and. But on top of that, to actually turn it into a paying business, and in Dale's case, a love of his craft at the same time. In our Platinum Circle, then, of sponsors, I mentioned those there, just both because they are our current sponsors, but also some of our longest standing. Greg Truby from Rain Chaser Landscaping, a marvelous organization. You'll hear his commercial on our show still. It was run on the very first show in February of 2008. Greg and his team do a wonderful job. They have a real intuitive sense and understanding of the land. They do more than just maintenance of that which you already have. If you've got any rogue sprinkler system, lighting system, all that stuff that breaks, Greg and his team really can go after in a very simple and unobtrusive way. But most amazingly is the work that Greg does that spans over multiple years, that he knows how to reshape your property organically with really plants, plant life, rocks, soil changes that stay authentic to the greater Southwest and our Sonoran Desert. Ted and I couldn't be happier. We have probably positioned over 100 different types of cacti on our property, as well as dealt with a sprinkler system that does rather crazy things every now and then. Of course, two dogs digging it up all the time probably adds to the opportunity for Rain Chaser Landscaping to make a little bit more money in the mix. So again, rainchaserlandscaping.com to connect with Greg. Our colleagues at Loft Lopez, the retirement income specialist that actually is now rebranded to Financial Life Planners. That's Larry Loft and Chris Lopez and his team of five. That their job is not just to help you manage your portfolio or do investment trades, but not unlike what we spoke about in an earlier segment, this idea of really a life plan. And that life plan then can really set the tempo for you being secure and maintaining your balance financially. Boy, no stronger of a challenge, right, than with what we've experienced in the last, 7 or 8 years with the economy being where it is. But those colleagues have allowed us and countless clients to ask them some of those interconnected, complex questions that go way beyond the investment portfolio. So LoftLopez.com with Larry and Chris and the team, real financial life planners to help you out. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, I chuckle at his commercial every time it's played, that, and she doesn't need to know it was the best deal in town, but truly, if you can dream it, Abbott can design it, and he also can make it. Abbott's story, though, is also consistent with what we talk about here on Circles of Change. Here's someone that has embraced technology, particularly in the design world and manufacturing his jewelry, where some artisans might say you skipped the process or didn't do the hard work. But in truth, it's opened up entire new major vistas for Abbott's design characters, as well as expertise to shine in different ways. So Abbott Taylor Jewelers, his website is atdiamonds.com. That should be an easy one to remember, ladies, as well as you gentlemen. So Abbott Taylor, I thank Abbott. He's been one of our longest standing sponsors as well, with Rain Chaser and Love Lopez. Acupuncture and Allergy Clinic with Farouja Marabani. I was just with her a couple weeks ago. If ever you feel like you've got something coming down from a common head cold to something of greater concern, that Farouja has really got that magic touch eye and the capability to listen. She practices electrodermal acupuncture, which is non-invasive. So this isn't about sticking needles in you, and actually just showing up in your clinic makes you feel better. So acupunctureandallergyclinic.com for an alternative approach. And that's what's so wonderful about what we have here in the greater Tucson area, is the true integrative medicine options to play to. Arizona Center for Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility. What a precious segment we had last Father's Day, actually a year ago Father's Day, with Dr. Tim Galletti, and also a father, by the way, whose role with his incredible team and laboratory is to help families who need additional assistance in bringing that beautiful opportunity to life, and that is a child, into this world. So I commend them for their continued work and ever grateful for their sponsorship of the show. And last but not least, in terms of sponsors, of course, would be my partner in all sorts of aspects of life. That would be my husband, Ted. His organization is Night Horses Fine Art and Publishing, and that's N-I-G-H-T horses.com, and out on that site, you'll see a marvelous selection of authentic books, from coffee table size art books to Diane Turner's book called Living a Life of Possibility, a companion, that her Heart Wisdom book that was published for the Tucson Festival of Books. Just even the story of Night Horses is consistent with Circles of Change. It came as a kind of a what if with one of our guests when we said, well, you've never done a book on your work. And his comment was, yep, well, I guess I'm getting too old to be able to do that. And Ted stepped right into that gap and said, well, why not? We could try that. And wouldn't you know, here we are 5 years later with 12 books and probably another four or five projects underway, as well as the artists that Ted represents in the form of Bill Mumy, Diane Dale. I'm working with Bob Sharp and his work on the Eight Valleys of Southern Arizona. Quite a remarkable piece on our history. And then crossing over to the Native American indigenous side of our state with Harry Winters and his book on the Tohono O'odham language, Places and Time. An academic piece showing that versatility. So nighthorses.com. So let me explain with that list of sponsors, really, for those of you who don't know, the brokered radio show model, that they actually are the ones that that respond to my call for, will you support us? Our goal all along has been to keep the show cost neutral to what we invest to get this time, and it's worked. It took us a few years to get there, but proud to say that we've been able to do that and offer all this marvelous content. Of course, it was right during the very first show, though, that I knew it wasn't about what we did just live, but that we wanted to turn all of this material into podcasts, which the technology was evolving, and certainly the place to post it within websites, and now all these social media venues that really didn't exist back in 2008 that have now allowed us to continue to manifest that. Of course, as I mentioned, that is indeed where we're going with the show. You can opt in to follow us mobily by sending the simple text message of DRZARA that goes in the message field and send it to 313131. You know, this show, though, wouldn't happen without those who are working behind the scenes, on the scene, and really connect through Journal Broadcasting and my prior station. I also reach out to Jim Humphrey, who was the one that called me up and said, you really need to move your show here to 104.1, the truth of the time, as well as got right on that bill with Dr. Randy Aronson, my friends at the Radio Pet Vet, because not only are Ted and I major investors in the practice vis-a-vis our furry friends and our family, but actually Randy followed my show at our prior station. So there's nothing like getting a referral and a hook and a connection. So I thank Jim Humphrey, supported by Randy, to make that call, and then the introduction to Frank Arata, who handles the sales management side here in the radio stations for Journal Broadcasting. The individuals that, of course, orchestrate the studio activities over the years, three managers, Andrew Lee and Ryan McClellan, as well as now Bill White, currently in that chair, and how they organize all the comings and goings of the staff, rather silently. Of course, Bill is now having a ball being on the air every morning during the week, hosting a new show for Journal Broadcasting. So I think he's been really wanting to do that job along, not just keep people on schedule. A special thank you, as always, to one of the kindest, gentlest people I've ever had the pleasure of working with, and that would be Jim Edwards. Jim, who's got over 40 years in broadcasting. In fact, we have a common tie back to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Go Blue. But how many segments Jim and I did, and he would be the one that would step in during the day when I needed to do pre-records because of my travel schedule, or, you know, every now and then on Saturday I just needed a break, but not too often because this is such a joy to come here. And Jim was always willing and able to step in and do those pre-records. My funnest experience with Jim, though, was the time that we interviewed Janice Ian, the iconic folk singer. We were able to catch her the day before the Grammy Awards, and Jim was more excited to interview her and could barely push the buttons. And then when I let him get the chance to chat with her on the line before we actually did the interview, it's really fun to see so much come together. Jim, in fact, used to air her song Society's Child in Ann Arbor, Michigan, at the time when that song was quite contentious. So you see a lot of history coming back and connectedness with radio. Things don't happen, though, during the show, were it not for individuals we call board operators. And so I reach out and I thank again Crystal Mild, who was here with me at the very beginnings at 104.1. Crystal moved back to Florida, and Shane and Chuck and Ross here locally as well. My very first board operator at a different station, Paul Pearson, I know he is up across the veil, as I say, up in heaven in eternity smiling at us right now. my funniest story of connecting with Paul. Mind you, this was my very first show. And as many of you who follow and listen know, I'm the consummate engineer planner, although I think I've become better at winging it when you need to. But Paul put me really in that seat the very beginning. I showed up. It was a Sunday show. It was at a building that was all locked up. And I was going to be the only show that was live that day off this particular station here in Tucson. And I'm waiting. It's 20 minutes to, 15 minutes to, 10 minutes to. And I'm thinking, okay, I just got to stay calm. I'm sure he's going to show up. He comes zipping around the corner, jumps out of his car as he always did with his bandana on, his banana and his Coke, came zipping up the stairs. I stood back. He unlocked the door. It was like ballet in motion. Unlock the door, kick it back, flip to the next office, unlock it, flip the lights on, power up the board, slide in the seat, put his headset on, and then he looks up to me as almost as if he hadn't seen me up until then. He says, "Oh, we still have 3 minutes before airtime." To which I said, "Well, my goodness, we should have stopped and got a cup of coffee." But what I learned very quickly in radio is things don't get really exciting until you're about 15 to 10 seconds to deadline. Then suddenly chaos can happen. And for the countless guests that have had the fun time to come with us in the studio, it also doesn't get really interesting until we get a call that's dropped off and to see how we can fake it and where do we slide in a commercial or try to put up a pre-record to make that happen. So those are the kind of things that happen. Well, God bless Paul. He precedes all of us, having been a victim of prostate cancer, but what a journey we had and how much joy he gave me. And he was the one that said, "Wait a minute, don't go anywhere. Here's your disc," at the very first show. And my husband and I looked at each other and I realized our model really was about generating podcasts, not just about providing live audience hookup here in the greater Southwest. As well as, by the way, our streaming population is around 200, 250 people per show. And we reach out that all around the world. We've got frequent followers from Asia as well as Europe. Go figure how they found us, but I'm happy to have that happen. My final thank you, of course, wouldn't be complete without mentioning my colleague that's right across the board from me right now, Tony Helton, complete with his Joker t-shirt on, this being Comic-Con week, of course, and he's commiserating that he hasn't been to the Comic-Con in San Diego for a couple years. Connection, of course, as well as my son Jake is involved in that business of comics and the like. But Tony has always been here for me. We've had a lot of fun on Saturdays. And he also is the one that really makes it happen in the production side of the business with our podcast. That's going to continue, so we'll continue our partnership in a new way. We won't have our headsets necessarily live and flinging commercials at the last minute or finding out where we dropped that line. So a special thank you, as always, to Tony and everyone else mentioned here. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.